Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor.
Yes, 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 you tune in to another great episode of the Joy Doctor Show, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. And I want to thank you, and yes, you, for tuning in tonight as we talk about gratitude. Yes, yes, this is the season for gratitude. Yes, we're coming up on Turkey Day, and for all of you that don't have a turkey, find you one somewhere. If you can't find a live one, find a dead one. That's right, that's right. If you can't find a live turkey, find a dead turkey. Yes, this is a time of gratitude, to be thankful and to be grateful for all things. Yes, even the joy. Yes, even the joy. Don't be sour. Don't be upset. And don't be disappointed. Because tonight, we're going to talk to you. Yes, we're going to talk to you about gratitude. Well, first of all, what does gratitude mean? I'm glad you asked. That gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It also is said it's a feeling of thankfulness or appreciation as for gifts or favors. As my great friend would say, Miss Lois Bullock on Let's Talk Truth, when you have a topic, you know, you have to go to Webster to find out how he defined it. Yes, yes. Let's Talk Truth comes on every Tuesday night. Yes, every Tuesday night. I believe it's from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Yes, tune in to Let's Talk Truth. But now, back to gratitude. Because, see, when you talk about gratitude, you have to be truthful with yourself. An attitude of gratitude is a great thing. But you can't go around faking the funk. That's right. You can't go around faking the funk. I mean, let's just be real. If you're happy and you know it, raise your hand. Now, if you could not raise your hand, then that means you have been truthful to yourself. And, yes, I appreciate that. Because if you don't be true to anybody, you should at least be true to yourself. So in gratitude, we know that is a feeling of thankfulness or appreciation. Now, I know there's days, weeks, months, years, decades, and centuries that may have gone by, and you felt like you wasn't appreciated. It wasn't the fact that you didn't show appreciation or you didn't have gratitude for someone else. But it's just the fact that no one showed gratitude towards you. Yes, no one showed gratitude towards you. I mean, you did everything that you could. You was everywhere you were supposed to be, on time, doing extra things. Small things, big things, things that matter, things that didn't matter. But yet, no one appreciated you. Well, I'm here tonight to tell you that I appreciate you. Yes, yes, yes. And you're saying, well, Joy Doctor, you don't know me. Well, how do you know that I don't know you? That's right. How do you know that I don't know you? Because you just may have bumped into me going down the street, in the grocery store, in the mall. I'm everywhere at all times because I am, yes, the Joy Doctor. Where there's joy, I'm there. Where there's sorrow, I'm there too, but I'm hid behind the scenes. I'm coming up the rear because I have to turn that frown upside down and make it a smile and let it last for a while. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, because the quote says, when there is darkness, dare to be the first to shine a light. Yes. When there is darkness, dare to be the first to shine a light. So if no one appreciates you or shows you gratitude, show gratitude to yourself. Yes, show gratitude to yourself. And you can do it by one simple step. By just standing in the mirror and looking at yourself and saying, self, you know, I appreciate you. I appreciate all you do for me. I appreciate how you make me feel. I appreciate where you take me. I appreciate where you kept me from going. Self, I appreciate you. And as you do that, you'll begin to feel better about yourself. You won't be upset with everybody. Because had nobody done anything to you, it's just the fact that you needed that little self-support or that little extra to say that you are appreciated. That's right. To say that you are appreciated. Well, how many of you know that sometimes words are not easy to come by? That's right. Words are not easy to come by. So a lot of times people can't say that they appreciate you. However, they can always show you that they appreciate you. Yes. And how do they show that they appreciate you? By a smile, a warm greeting. Yes, yes. They appreciate you for your presence. They appreciate you for who you are. Yes, that's how they show appreciation. Now, how do you show appreciation? Do you say thank you, ladies, when a gentleman, young or old, holds the door for you? Or do you just rush right on in and not look back? Men, do you say thank you when a lady does something for you or smiles? Do you smile back? Or do you just keep on walking afraid that it's going to lead to something else that's going to get you in serious trouble? And I said that because sometimes we don't know when to show gratitude. Now, me being the joy doctor, I think you should show gratitude at all times. There is no reason or no season where you don't show gratitude. And the reason why I say that and how I go to back that up is because I would like to read this poem. And it's talking about gratitude. Yes, it's called Weather Report by B.J. Gallagher. Any day I'm vertical is a good day. That's what I always say. And I give thanks that I'm healthy. If you ask me, how are you? I answer, great, because in saying so, I make it so. I give thanks that I can choose my attitude. When life gives me dark clouds and rain, I appreciate moisture, which brings a soft curl to my hair. When life gives me sunshine, I gratefully turn my face up to feel its warmth on my cheeks. When life brings fog, I hug my sweater around me and give thanks for the cool shroud of mystery that makes the familiar seem different and intriguing. When life brings snow, I dash outside to catch the first flakes on my tongue, relishing the icy miracles that it is a snowflake. Life events and experiences are like the weather. They come and go, no matter what my preference. So, what's the heck? I might as well decide to enjoy them. For indeed, there is a time for every purpose. Each season brings its own unique blessings, and I give thanks. That was the weather report by B.J. Gallagher. And it's very interesting as how the poem begins. The any day I'm vertical is a good day. Now, how many of you know that your outlook determines your destination? Yes, your outlook determines your destination. If you have a clear outlook, you're guaranteed and destined to go far. But if your outlook is shady and cloudy, rest assured, you will not get far at all. But in each situation, you have to be grateful. You have to be thankful. Because sometimes it's good to travel a short distance. Sometimes it's good to travel a long distance. But at any cost, we have to be grateful as to where we are and who we are and what we're able to do at that given moment in time. But I want to let you know that gratitude, it unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. Gratitude turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion into clarity. It turns problems into gifts, failures into success, the unexpected into perfect timing, and mistakes into important events. Gratitude makes a sense of our past, bringing peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. That, my dear friend, was by Melody Beattie. Melody Beattie on gratitude. So you don't have to be sour. You don't have to be upset. You don't have to be disappointed. But what you have to do or must do in order to make yourself happy is to find joy within. Yes, yes, joy within. You can find that episode in my archives called Joy Within. Yes, it tells you how to bring joy from the inside. Because when you bring it from the inside, it shows up on the outside, and everybody can see that you are joyful, glowing, excited, bright. Whatever word you want to use to describe what you're feeling on the inside, because it's going to show up on the outside. Just like if you're sad. If you're sad on the inside, is going to show up on the outside. Why? Because we cannot hide our emotions. Yes, we cannot hide our emotions. Our emotions are deep within, and when they are deep then they are expressed deeper on the outside. So in order to have that joy, in order to show that gratitude, in order to understand the appreciation, we must be grateful and have gratitude toward ourselves. Yes, it first begins with me. Now, if I get up in the morning with a sad story, woe is me, then that's how my day is going to be. That's right. That's how my day is going to be. But if I get up, now, I might not jump up out of bed. I might have to take it slow. I might have to, you do first thing first. Might have to stick my leg out the bed, put it on the floor, and then take my other one and put it out the bed and put it on the floor, and then stand up. But nevertheless, in that, if I am grateful for just being able to see another day, then my outlook for that day is going to be great. You know, I was reading this fantastic book, and I was able to find it on Amazon.com, and I believe the author is Dwight Jeffrey. That's D-W-I-G-H-T, Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y. And the name of the book, the title of the book is called Success is an Attitude. Success is an attitude, or I might have it backwards, attitude for success. Either way, they go hand in hand. That's my point. In order to be successful, you have to have an attitude for success. Now, everybody don't have that attitude for success, because success is an attitude. It gives you a certain feel, a certain era, a certain outlook on life that you are grateful for, and that you are grateful to be in that situation or in that position or have that title or perform in that role. Now, we can all take a look at gratitude, because sometimes we are not grateful. We complain. We complain about this. We complain about that. But if we really take a microscope and look at the complaint, we'll find out that it's not as big as we've blown it up to be. Sometimes we blow things all out of proportion. We exaggerate. We stretch. We assume. We conclude all for no reason. But yet, if we could be thankful for the $10 job, although we wanted $15, if we could just be thankful for the $10, then doors can open for us to have 15 or more. But if you're not thankful for the 10, instead of going to 15, you may go to zero. Because if you're not grateful for something, sooner or later, it's going to show up. If you're not grateful for that person, place, or thing, sooner or later, it's going to reveal itself. The truth is going to come out. And it's not going to be like it's a deal or no deal. It's, will the real person please stand up? And at that time, truth is going to prevail. So I always say, I do what I love and love what I do. And that is a true statement for me. It may not be a true statement for you, but it can become a true statement for you. Why? Because you can accomplish your goal. You can fulfill your dreams. You can do whatever it is that you want to do in regards to success, empowerment, betterment, growth, expectations. Can succeed at that. But remember, success is an attitude, and it takes your attitude to get you to success. But the first thing that you have to learn to do in order to be successful is to show gratitude. And I heard, I believe, I don't know if he penned this or he quoted it from someone else, but I believe it was John Maxwell that said, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that one word, actually two, sorry, thank you, can go a long ways with somebody. The deed doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be great. It could be small, minute, mediocre, whatever. But the fact is they did it for you. They didn't have to. You know, my mama said there's a lot of people in this world. And out of all the people in the world, no one really has to be nice to you. And you know, that is really true. People don't have to be nice, but it's a choice. And when you choose to be nice, or you choose an attitude of gratitude, then your life becomes a lot sweeter and a lot better. Why you say that, Joy Doctor? Because when you have all of the bitterness in you, you feel terrible. You have headaches, you have migraines, you have stress, you have upset stomach, you have pain, you're dealing with this, you're dealing with that. But when you're grateful, it seems as though those things starts to fall off, or they tend to get a lot better. I challenge you to try it on tomorrow, the next day, and especially on Turkey Day, Be grateful. Have an attitude of gratitude. No matter what happens, no matter what comes your way, have an attitude of gratitude. Because first of all, everything begins with you. Everything begins with you. That's right. Everything begins with you. The ups and the downs, the ins and the outs, the good and the bad begins with you. And I would like to read a quote by Steve Maraboli. It says, when life seems to beat you down, dare to fight back. When life seems to beat you down, dare to fight back. When love hurts you, dare to love again. Where there seems to be no hope, dare to find some. When a friend falls, dare to be the first to extend a hand. And when you feel great, dare to help someone else feel great too. Because an attitude of gratitude is about sharing. Just like an unhappy person shares their unhappiness intentionally and unintentionally, a grateful person or a person of gratitude can share their gratitude with someone else as well. You know, a while back a friend was sharing with me, and it was very touching. Says that, you know how we really became friends? I said, how was that, Mr. Motivator? He said, because back in the day when I was motivating people, you was motivating me. And I said, how so? He said, because when you came in the room, looks like the room just lit up. Because you came in with smile, you came in with confidence, you came in with joy, and it changed the atmosphere. So what am I saying? I'm not saying that to puff myself up, but I'm saying that you can share gratitude. When you are thankful and grateful for who you are, where you are, what you are, and how you are, then you can share it with someone else intentionally and unintentionally. Because no one wants to be around a person that is not grateful. It leaves a bad taste in your mouth like prune juice and applesauce. That's right. It leaves a bad aftertaste. But when you're around someone that's grateful and thankful, you leave their presence not just feeling good about yourself, but empowered to make someone else feel good about themselves. Gratitude. Once again, Webster defines it as a feeling of thankfulness or appreciation as for gifts or favor. The gift doesn't always have to be monetary. The gift can be priceless. A pat on the shoulder when you're in need. An envelope filled with monetary value when you're down on your luck. A smile, a hug when it seems like you don't have a friend. This is gratitude because it is a gift that can keep on giving. If you appreciate it. That's right. If you appreciate it. Well, you've been listening to the Joy Doctor Show. Yes, brought to you each Monday night at 8 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to thank you for tuning in tonight for our episode on gratitude. Take your brother by the hand. Take your sister by the hand. Look them in the eye and say, I appreciate you. I might not like all the things that you've done. I might not have liked all of the things that you said. I might not even like some of the decisions that you made. But nevertheless, I appreciate you for being connected with me, for being a part of my life, and to help me get to where I would love to be. Neighbor, I appreciate you. The ones that don't even like me, I appreciate them. I appreciate everybody that has made me who I am. In the words of Les Brown, and I believe he quoted them from Abraham Lincoln, that all that I am and all that I hope to ever hope to be, I owe it all to my mother. And for that, I am grateful. So tune in next week. Yes, same time, same station. Call someone, tell somebody, email them, chat them, Twitter, let them know that the Joy Doctor is on the air each Monday night on Blog Talk Radio, p.m. Central Standard Time, the Joy Doctor. Yes, thank you. Remember, you can listen, learn, and laugh.